HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
I'm in this room, I'm hacking up a lung, Eric's sneezing. This is disgusting. We need to get out of here. Everybody's going to die.
Let's leave for a week.
I know. Let's just not come next week. Forget it. It's time for the Fireside Chats. That is where you guys have all the power. It's the radio station that belongs to you. We give it to you. All we ask is that you don't waste our time, and we'll start it off with Shane. Shane's on line one. Shane, are you there?
I am. John, how you doing?
Quite good, Shane. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Hey, so I went to high school with you. Obviously, we didn't hang out. You don't know me.
Nerd.
I wasn't a nerd. I was actually the opposite. But
Dick.
You used to work at that bar. What was that barbecue place that you used to work at?
Tony Roma's,
that's right. So do you remember a guy named Grant that used to work
there?
Yeah,
Grant Steinbrugge. Everybody does. He's still alive, surprisingly.
Yeah. Yeah,
what the hell is this cause? Is this catch up with John?
Were you a stoner?
Yeah.
You had, if you were friends with Grant, you were a stoner.
I was. You're exactly right. I mean, I'm the complete opposite now. But, you know, I've been listening to you for, I can't even remember how long, forever now, since you've been on.
That's the weed.
But it's kind of surreal to know that, like, you coming from Dobson and being, you know, this big, so somewhat star now.
Go on.
Did you ever think that you'd be... over there where Dave Pratt used to be. I mean, I used to listen to Dave Pratt when we went to Dobson.
Yeah.
And
you were stoner.
It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, Shane, I used to look around Dobson High School and say, I'm so much better than all these people. I'm probably going to achieve amazing things compared to, like, that group over there smoking.
Shane.
I probably pointed to you and Mike Rao and the smokers and said, I'll be better than them. Yes, I used to wander around high school and think to myself, I will someday have an uninterrupted avenue of green lights. You might have seen me with my hands on my hips, smoking my cigars. Of course I thought I was amazing in high school, Shane.
Didn't we all?
Did everyone?
Well, no, I didn't, Shane.
No thoughts in my head of anything other than just don't die today.
And graduate, else my dad will kill.
Yeah, try to get out of this mess and try not to die today. And stay away from those stoners.
So, I mean, you started your radio career in high school, right? Just with your broadcasting classes and stuff like that.
Well,
right?
I guess. I mean,
they had broadcasting classes.
Yeah,
in high school.
Dobson was pretty amazing. Yeah, we had some. I took one. It was okay. It was more just take classes that are the easiest ones to get out of. High school, I had no idea what I was doing. College, I had no idea what I was doing. And I took broadcasting classes in college. I didn't. This was just almost the. To just say I have no, all I make is fart jokes, and I got to get paid for what I'm good at, which is fart jokes and dumb making fun of people. So it really was kind of my last resort. Other than that, I was going to be a philosophy major, and I don't know what I was going to do with that. Philosophize.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you crack me up, and I'm sure millions of others every day.
Millions.
I couldn't see you anywhere else. A philosopher, yeah, I doubt that. But where you are now, is serving the people is awesome. I mean, you do a great job.
Thank
you,
Shane.
Guys do.
Well, that's nice of you.
I just wanted to say thanks.
Well, Shane, what do you do now?
Pastor.
Well, I'm actually a project manager for a national electric contractor, and I build stuff electrically all across the valley and the country, and I still – have guys building stuff for me now. I've kind of worked my way up
nice.
Into the office and the corporate ladder. And,
did you
and
see that for yourself?
Pretty yeah. good. No. I fell in love with electricity when I turned 18. I got a job with my brother.
Can I ask you a question, Shane?
I fell in love with it.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. Prior to that, did you hate electricity?
Yeah. Were you against it?
I was always a fan. I think I've been in love with it since the first light.
No, think about it. I liked it, too.
Yeah, I've always liked it. You run into a lot of that in your business, people who can't stand it.
Well, some people hate their jobs, and yeah, I mean, some people it's just a 9-to-5. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you love electricity,
I mean,
and that's
I think
big.
The whole,
when you
I,
fell yeah, in love with science. Electricity, was that shocking?
Okay, God. I'm sorry, Shane.
Bye, Shane.
God
gotta
damn
go.
It,
gotta
Shane. Go. Gotta go. It was so nice. God damn it.
Sorry, Shane.
No one likes it. No one likes it. You're getting a kick out of it. It's even more annoying.
Now, see, you're encouraging him to do it.
No. I'm going to let him know. It'll be his end. One of these days, he's going to catch all of us on the wrong thing, or he's going out a window. All three of us are going to lift his little ass up and throw him out a window.
Appreciate you using little.
It would be just meaningless, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Little in the scope of no one's going to miss you.
Do we have the...
No, it's beneath them now. That is beneath KSLX.
Man, you're giving them...
I'm taking it all away.
God bless, Shane. God bless
you. The worst part is he sat and thought about it. When do I interject the gem?
Oh, electricity.
Was that shocking? See? My flower's shooting water on you.
We ain't got time for that.
Now we all got to do it.
Next caller.
No.
Come on, it's a trend.
All right. No, it is not a trend. It's a disease. It's a virus.
Got to cut it out.
Ugh. Henry, are you there?
Yes, sir. And first, I want to thank you for the gift card last year for that after Christmas thing. That came in very handy.
Sure.
Managed to pay for
Tony Romas?
Support.
No, you paid for child support with a gift card from us?
Hey, well, I'm black. What do you expect? Okay,
Well, if you're black, what are you doing paying child support?
Yeah, you don't pay.
Exactly. You don't pay, you run. Get a new phone, dummy.
They know where you live. So, two-part question. This one's for Brady, for Chunks over there. Hey, Chunks, when you go to church, you ever get grief from your pastor friends and people who heard what you said and say, you know, how could you, on one hand, say those things, but then come in here and take all the communion, no doubt? But,
he eats it all? You think he eats all communion? He hoards it?
Are you working, Henry?
I like it. Shut up. Henry's on stage and he's doing great. Henry's taking over. I don't feel good. Henry, it's all yours.
To answer your question.
Go ahead, Chuck. Brady.
It is true. I eat all the communion.
Well, who doesn't?
I've never, said, I'm not liking this one today. But
you got in trouble for sauce in the communion.
When I go to church... no, the answer is no. I don't have them. They don't get in my face.
Yeah, Brady doesn't go to church.
He just goes by it.
Yeah. No, he waves to it. He goes to breakfast.
I'm not even waving anymore.
Every men's group in the morning, the pancakes, breakfast and stuff. But no, I've been to Porkopolis. I love your restroom in Chandler. You got a very interesting restroom in there with all those things in there. The second question is for John.
Yeah.
Has anyone sitting around you ever threatened to beat the crap out of you over something you said about them or their family? And you just went too far.
The family. Wow, you're going after families too? You mean in the room?
Now, that's happened to me at church.
Yeah, Brady had that. The guy who got wanted to kick his ass talking about the family. No one's ever done that.
Is it because they're afraid of you, or you just haven't done that for
that's,
you?
Well, it's a combination of both things. The intimidation factor is huge. And then also the fact that it's very rarely malicious in intent. So if I was mean to someone, like on purpose, or I was trying to say something that was trying to hurt their feelings on purpose. Otherwise, I think we're all just kind of locker room elbowing each other.
Is there a particular instance you're pointing to, Henry? It sounds like you've got something that maybe would have...
Sometimes he does things to Eric, and is Eric the one with the screechy wife, ex-wife?
No, that's Toledo.
That's Toledo,
That's Toledo, yeah.
And Henry, you got to meet her.
It's accurate.
That's accurate,
Well,
Toledo's not mad
about
that.
I've been married to her. If she was a large Asian woman, then I was married to her. But
Henry, you're black. There's no way you're black.
Henry's not black. Are you black for real?
Yes, sir. So you guys have turned down a lot of my texts. I'm the one with the really good one. You always end up saying my entire name on the air. Thank you.
Sutilovich or whatever is your name? Henry
Sutilovich? Not Milosevic. It's Williams.
Oh, you are black. It's Williams.
Yeah.
That's right. And gentlemen, I'll leave you to your show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And have a great weekend.
Great job, Henry. See you there. See, that's what we're talking
about.
Clear, concise. Yeah.
He's the Urkel of black people.
Urkel just said that dude's got no street cred.
I know.
I like him. And he's brave.
He's got to take.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. He didn't waste our time, that's for sure. Devin is on the line. Devin, you got a lot to follow there. Henry the black guy was pretty sweet. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard follow. What's going on, guys? How's your morning going?
Good, Devin. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, real quick before we start, you guys know my cousin, Fitz.
Fitz is your cousin?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
We know him because he works here.
Yeah, obviously we've known him for 12 years.
So he knows your mama?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think I've known him for about 12 years, too, so I guess that works out, right?
I guess so. Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well, thank you.
It can't
this
be
isn't what you said while you called.
I wanted to ask you guys what you thought about that Neverland documentary. I figured, you know, Brady or someone would have watched it and then came in and told you guys about it or something.
Oh, no, we all watched it. Brady, you haven't seen it yet.
I haven't even heard about it.
No, yeah, it's been. I don't think we've mentioned it. We talked about it quite a bit extensively a little bit ago. You can go back on the podcast. On the Relapse, they call it, and Jeremy does a show that recaps the week.
Or the regular podcast.
Or the regular podcast, and find it. But Jeremy would prefer you go to the Relapse and get some numbers for him. But, yeah, so, yeah, we talked about it a lot. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it, but I actually was I saw hell? That. The Simpsons pulled the Michael on? Jackson yeah. episode from, like, 93.
Yeah, we talked about that this morning. Well, they're going to start unloading
you
all those.
You got to start listening earlier.
Yeah, that's all right, because some people don't have time for all the day.
Yeah.
We talked about it this morning. Yeah, the Simpsons pulled the episode that Michael was on and also got rid of the statue in front of the Britain Football Museum, which I don't understand, and you're going to lose one over there in Las Vegas soon. And yeah, so you're going to start seeing the downfall of Michael Jackson from society as we kind of Men in Black him.
Are you a big fan, Devin?
Not really, but I just kind of thought it was crazy how one, you know, one documentary after all the years of scandals and everything, one documentary really impacted the
well, you got to watch it.
Yeah,
well, you
just,
do have to watch
it's
it.
Just
but
two kids.
But
I mean,
again,
you know?
Remind yourself. That is true. I mean, there's so many of those. But you have to remind yourself. And I'm kind of with Devin on this. I'm with Devin on this. We knew the whole time and we all acted like we were blah, blah, blah about it. But it very much is similar to the Ray Rice tape in football when he punched that woman and everybody said, I don't need to see any tape to know how serious this is. He's suspended for 4 games and we're not going to pay him. Then they saw the tape and they're like, this is horrifying. Yeah. And that's similar to what this did. We all knew it was bad, but when you get details of it, you want that dude erased. And some of the stuff he talks yeah. about, like in this documentary, the guy's
there's
talking
about.
There's
stuff from the 2005 court hearing that I didn't even realize, like the maid stuff and yeah. all that. I don't know if I missed it when it was going down.
I just don't think we care to want to know that much. Like, we already know what we want to know. We know it's bad. We know he's probably doing it.
Why am I with a check?
Yeah, why am I going to bother getting all the details? I know they're horrible. I think it's a mechanism your brain has to not get too deep into horrible stuff. You know, so I think it's like, yeah, we know Michael's bad. Maybe he'll get acquitted. Maybe not. It doesn't affect me. But this documentary, yeah. it's hard to ignore the details. And once the details get going, the jokes end. It's bad.
And it's just, it baffles me that Macaulay Culkin can walk in, say he didn't touch me, and then that's enough to get him yeah. off. Because, like, so yeah. he didn't touch one kid, so all the other ones that yeah. he did,
probably
you know, allegedly touch, right. you know, it's garbage.
Watch the documentary. You'll like it, Devin. Were you molested as a child?
1 in 6.
It's 1 in 6, man. There's 5 of us in the room. You're the 6th guy. No, it's on HBO.
HBO Now.
Would you give Michael Jackson a handjob for a week at Neverland?
I mean, shit.
All right, no cussing. Stop.
Bye,
Devin. Everyone answers yes to that. Though. It's a beautiful place. Finally, in the fireside chats this morning, is someone named Ryan. Ryan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Ryan, go right ahead. Don't waste our time.
Yeah, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You guys are cracking me up about the electricity.
Oh, yeah, it's a, you know, it's topical. It's a topical thing.
I want to find somebody that hates it.
Don't you dare say anything like that. I will punch a square in your little nose. Don't you do it.
I got shocked at work the other day.
All right.
I normally try to avoid that. But
everyone does. Every day I go through my day trying not to get shocked by electricity. It's like a big thing I do. That and walking on the freeway. I avoid it. Yeah.
No, my girlfriend's uncle was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer last week, and then I found out about Alex Trebek.
Put the pieces together, same guy.
Yeah. Were they together?
No. but what I'm getting at is he said that he's going to continue through his 3-year contract that he has left till he retires.
Well, it was kind of dry humor.
Yeah, he was joking.
Yeah, it's...
Well, yeah, but John, if you were diagnosed with that, would you turn into the dude and still keep going to work? Or
no?
Yeah, we talked about this
yeah,
a little bit.
I would
after.
Not do that. Yeah, I would. I'd be done tomorrow. Like if you told me today I have stage 4 pancreatic cancer, I would probably do one more show, about 8 minutes long. I'd do a Dave Pratt show, and I'd say I've got pancreatic cancer. That's enough. Here's the best of for however long I last. And then,
right? I've never known anybody that's gone. Past pancreatic cancer, no. So I'm trying to
It's not a winner.
Some people want to work till the end.
Yeah, some people want to stay relevant and hope that it just lasts. I would not. I would be the guy who – I would pick two or three things I want to really do right now. I'd do them and then eat pills. Yeah, that's an ugly death. But it's the only good thing about pancreatic cancer seems that it's just quick.
Can I ask you, Ryan, are you high right now or are you really upset about your girlfriend's uncle? I'm not sure which it is.
No, I'm going through a coal mine.
Oh, okay.
I understand that. You're going through a coal mine or a cold? Did he say coal mine?
I think he said coal mine.
I would normally be working right now, but I was listening to you guys. Yeah. I love listening to you guys in the morning. And
thank you. Well, that's nice.
Pass the time.
Yeah. All right.
Well, taking the day off.
Get better
than
that cold. I know how it feels. I'm dealing with it too. Don't you do it. We got to keep Brady on the leash here.
That's how this setup goes.
He's feeling, something's happening. He's feeling punny this morning.
Something's churning.
Thanks, Ryan. I hope there's a miracle or something involved with your girlfriend's uncle. It's an ugly diagnosis, man.
I'm trying to get her through it, but I just don't see it's going to happen.
Nah, it sucks. Just prepare for either side, but prepare for one side more.
Well, I know. I'll have to deal with it.
You don't have to. It's just your girlfriend.
You could break up with her. Yeah, Eric's right. You could be a cold-hearted prick and just leave.
No, I'm not going to do that.
All right.
That's right. Eric's like, I don't want to deal with it. We got to break up.
Right. Hey, just girl.
Thanks, Ryan. We'll talk to you later.
There's a ton of them out there.
Yeah. We're fishing the sea without dying uncles.
Yeah. True. And from our, child support talk earlier.
Baby, wah, wah, wah. All right, let's move on.
I hear your uncle would get better if you took one in the bee hole. It's the cure for relative cancer.
Get her mind off of it.
Brady,
Ryan.
I kind of want to know what your cancer pun was going to be.
Nothing. I tell you what it was. Ryan is electricity. It would have been very benign, so.
You didn't fail, but that's not quite what I was expecting.
That's exactly what you asked for.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
John might go on a murder's rampage.
Yeah, no. I am now Brady's malignant tumor. I am incurable, my friend. Oh, God. Nothing worse.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Good times.
It was electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. We're done. It's 9:05. Caliendo's going to come in here in just a little bit.
Top that, Frank.
Is he here already?
No.
Oh, that's Dale. They don't look alike. Dale?
That looks like Frank right there.
Dale on his knees. Why is Dale on his knees?
What's going on?
Anyway, Frank will join us for the square since I'm dying inside. And we got the entertainment drill coming up next. It's 98.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door.